Hey, this is David Lowry with Radio VA. Find us at radio-va.com. That's radio-va.com. Support for Radio VA comes from Songs, Inc., where songwriters, artists, lyricists, and musicians come to create, collaborate, and inspire. Now with ProTrax, collaborating with a professional writer, artist, or musician is a download away. Songs, Inc. invites you to create, collaborate, and inspire the world at songsinc.com. This week on Radio VA, we're going to be hearing some live music and talking to Bethany Cosentino of Best Coast and also Nathan Williams of Waves, both bands hailing from California, and they're also rumored to be boyfriend and girlfriend. From Waves' latest release on Fat Possum Records, this is the title song, King of the Beach. So Nathan Williams recorded his first two albums under the name Waves, like W-A-V-V-E-S. He used a cassette recorder and GarageBand software. Now, for his first proper release, Nathan has traded in his Mac and the GarageBand to record at Sweet Tea Studios in Oxford, Mississippi, with Dennis Herring, the Grammy Award-winning producer. Coincidentally, Dennis and I worked together for many years with Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker. So when Nathan came to the 40 Watt, came backstage at the 40 Watt, this is the first thing we started talking about was our shared history with Dennis Herring, the producer. So you worked with Dennis Herring on the last record?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I have a long history with Dennis Herring.
No, I did not either.
Bands, Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker were recorded by Dennis Herring, and yeah. I've known him since he was just kind of like a little nerdy guy carrying
around
a guitar.
Still a little nerdy guy.
He's still a little nerdy guy. He definitely hasn't grown anymore, has he?
That ego has.
Well, yeah. Well, Dennis has always suffered from high self-esteem, so as we say.
Yeah.
But Dennis was kind of like a nerdy guy, like running around, like recording on like
you know, like Pointer Sister Records and stuff like yeah. that. You know, like a little session cat. I think he plays on that.
He's on We Are the World.
Yeah, he plays on Nobody Gonna Break My Stride. You know, yeah. So
really,
you can embarrass him with that stuff. But so you did this record in a lot of it in Oxford then.
Yeah.
God, wasn't it? I mean, isn't it like
he like wrote on the inside of his walls or something? He'd get drunk and go home.
Yeah.
Some college student told me that might have been a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that was like big cultural clash being in Mississippi. Did it? Do you think it added anything to the record? Record's pretty different.
Honestly, the bars close at 10 there, 9 some nights, and it probably just made it so Steven and I just didn't drink as much and focused on recording.
Okay, so it worked out.
It was probably a little bit helpful. I mean, there's so many like bro-y college kids like running around screaming at ESPN that it's like almost impossible to go out and have like a regular time.
Okay, well,
so we stayed in the condo most of the time.
Well, so Proud Larry's, you hung out at Proud Larry's then when you could. All right, so how long are you on tour right now? It looks like it looks pretty long.
This is the beginning. Uh-huh. I just woke up a little bit.
That's all right. That's all right. We actually try to interview people when they wake up. They tend to actually tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Before the publicists get near them and feed you the talking points. So.
Yeah. It's a little over 6 weeks. We're about almost a week in now.
Mm-hmm. And where in California do you live? I mean, Southern California.
I live
California.
In L.A.
You live in L.A. Okay, L.A. proper. Yeah, okay. I always liked L.A. You know, my band sort of were known for being from Northern California, but I was actually from the Inland Empire, and I've actually...
You're from Inland?
Yeah, I'm actually sort of pro... you know, our county slogan is, we will kick your ass, right? That, yeah, I.E. Yeah. So, I'm I.E. I've always been a big supporter of L.A. over, like, you know how there's kind of a Northern California, Southern California rivalry?
And, there's a little bit of that,
you know,
yeah.
But people kind of talk down about it, but I've always been I've always felt, you know, a lot bigger, a lot more... diverse, a lot more interesting music scene in Southern
California.
San
Diego's got a great music scene.
San Diego always has, and nobody's ever talks about that much and stuff. So
I feel like they've been talking about it a little bit more over the past year.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, we're going to record some of you today, either when you're sound checking or the show, whatever you like. So.
Man, this has been the easiest interview.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was awesome.
That's all we need.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
We were lucky enough to get this unreleased song by Waves that they've been playing on tour. This song is called Bug. This is David Lowry with Radio VA. Support for Radio VA comes from Songs, Inc., where songwriters, artists, lyricists, and musicians come to create, collaborate, and inspire. Now with ProTrax, collaborating with a professional writer, artist, or musician is a download away. Songs, Inc. invites you to create, collaborate, and inspire the world at songsinc.com. Best Coast released their first proper full-length album in July of 2010 on Mexican Summer Records. Here's the song, Crazy for You, and this song, of course, gives the album its title.
I can't do anything without you. Can't do anything with you. Drive me crazy, but I love you. Make me lazy, but I love you. Want to hit you, but then I kiss you. Want to kill you, but then I miss you. Drive me crazy, but I love you. Make me lazy, but I love you.
David Lowry with Radio VA. Best Coast was an instant hit with the Pitchfork crowd, if you're familiar with that website, most of you are. And Bethany and Best Coast have been touring to support the album Crazy for You since it was released. However, this is the first tour she's done with her boyfriend's band, Waves. Both bands are kind of famous for being very active on Twitter. And in particular, Bethany often twitters as her cat, Snacks. In fact, her cat, Snacks, has quite a following. Anyway, apparently when Best Coast showed up at the 40 Watt Club, they didn't realize that this was also going to be videotaped. So the tour manager for Best Coast seemed to be very concerned about this, that Bethany would not feel comfortable being videotaped. I don't know, maybe she just woke up, she didn't put her makeup on, whatever, you know, just understandable stuff, you know, not like it was a Mariah Carey attack, but just was kind of concerned about this. Anyway, so in order to make Bethany feel more comfortable, we took a picture of her cat Snacks, and we cut out like eye holes in a mouth so that if, for instance, she wanted to just do the interview as her cat Snacks, she could. We thought this was a very good idea. However, she didn't seem to agree with us. So just for explanation, I tell you this because as we start this interview, I'm showing her the picture of her cat Snacks, sort of turned into a mask, and asking her if she wants to use it.
Hi, I'm David.
Where am I going?
You're going to sit right here. We have it all nice and
nice. Nice to meet you.
David Lowry. I guess you didn't know it was
I didn't,
filming.
But
do
it's
you want
okay.
It, do you want this mask?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I might.
This isn't like a very long interview.
It's okay.
We could do some, we could interview Snacks if you want.
What?
You could interview Snacks.
No, you can interview me. That's fine.
Okay, sure.
You should wear that and interview me, though. That might make me feel more...
Why did you leave me?
That's really creepy that you have that.
Yeah.
I'm really freaked out by that kind of... I've never even seen that picture of him. I don't know where that came from.
It came off of the... I think it came off of just Google Images. I searched...
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's actually famous enough to actually, if you type into Google Images...
This is
Bethany's cat, which has a Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And if you type into Google Images, it auto-fills it before you actually finish typing Snacks the cat.
Yeah, he's pretty
famous. Bestie Coast. So, do you miss your cat?
I do, actually, yeah.
Okay.
I miss him very much.
Okay. It's kind of hard having pets on tour.
It is, yeah. I mean, cats are kind of easier because it's like, you know... I don't know. They take care of themselves better, but
they kind of live with the house.
Yeah,
less with the.
But
people.
I have someone that like stays at my house and watches him, so I don't have to worry about him like being alone for a month. Mm-hmm. He's got someone there to hang out with. So.
Right. Well, that's good. And did you grew up in Southern California, but like Ventura-ish or something like that?
No, I grew up like right outside of LA. I grew up in Glendale.
I know where Glendale is.
Yeah. So I grew up in like the. Kind of the valley. I mean, I consider myself to be like a valley girl. Mm-hmm. I grew up in technically the San Fernando Valley, so.
I was talking to Nathan earlier because I grew up in the Inland Empire.
So, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so. No, you don't have to say cool.
No, whereabouts?
Like, Redlands.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I almost applied to the University of Redlands.
Really?
Yeah.
They would have liked you there.
But I didn't want to live.
You were freaked them out.
I didn't want to live in Redlands, so I didn't do it.
That's pretty funny. So you've been on tour now for how long?
A week.
A week?
Yeah.
I thought it was the beginning of the tour. And so you and Nathan have known each other a very long time. You guys tour together a lot? Is that fun?
No, we've never toured together.
Wow.
This is our first tour that we've done together. And yeah, it's been really fun. You know, everybody's having a good time and... Everybody in all the bands, you know, we all know each other and we're all friends, so it's kind of just like a big hangout every night, which is cool. And everybody obviously like likes each other's music enough to watch it every single night for a month and a half or however long. I don't know how long the tour is. It's long, but
cool. Okay. Yeah, it sort of looked like it. And your father or your mother was a musician?
My dad.
Your dad was a musician.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is a musician.
He is a musician.
Yeah.
Who does he play with?
Currently, he kind of just, he's like a session guy, like okay. he's one of those guys that like, you know, when like, I don't know, for example, he just went on tour with Badfinger. Mm-hmm. He'll go on tour with bands where it's like, they have like one remaining member and they like wrangle up a bunch of like session dudes to play with this one.
And they
one.
Have to be age appropriate so it doesn't look
yeah,
like they
yeah.
have the younger guy
yeah.
in the band.
So he does
like
that.
Badfinger's kind of cool though.
Yeah. He toured with War for a really long time.
That's actually kind of cool too.
He played with Earth, Wind & Fire a few times. Okay. Like, he's awesome. He just like does whatever he can do involving music, you know, because he just loves it so much. He's also in a Beatles Monkees tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
They play like county fairs and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. So did you, I mean, obviously because your father was a musician, you were just sort of around guitars and pianos and stuff like that and you just picked them up?
Basically. I mean, I just started playing and like singing and performing and stuff when I was super young, and then my dad bought me a guitar for Christmas and I just started like listening to Blink-182 and like Green Day. Like that, and just started learning how to play power chords, and that's still what I know how to play, so.
It's funny, my 8-year-old and 11-year-old, that was the thing, was when they heard Green Day, and I don't even know where they heard it, but they got really attached to Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Oh yeah.
And
see,
that
I was
the first thing they learned to play.
I was way earlier.
Yeah, and well, they're my guys
well,
are
yeah,
little.
They're
little, so yeah.
That's cool.
You know, you ever met those guys in Green Day?
I have not.
Because they really are like little kids still, in some weird way, like sort of bouncing around and sort of oddly over-enthusiastic and stuff like that, childlike.
Yeah.
But beautiful. I don't know what that means, but
beautiful children.
Yes. So, thank you very much for doing a little interview with us.
No problem.
Like to make this painless, and Snack says I was going to ask you, is Snacks a vegan too as well?
He's not.
He's not a vegan.
He's not a vegan.
That's a little tough that for a cat to be a vegan.
He's a Trader Joe's brand only cat.
Okay. I was going to ask if he's more meow mix, because actually a lot of people had questions for Snacks. But is he more meow mix or EM Science Diet? But apparently he's Trader Joe's.
Yeah, he won't eat the budget brand stuff.
Good for him.
He's past that point in his career now.
Okay.
He demands the high end stuff.
Bristol Palin's cat Moose is apparently twittering sort of in a flame war with him.
Oh,
you
really?
About that?
No.
No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
So it would be a good story to start, actually. So, I don't know, somebody in the crew has a lot of time on their hands, and they start a Bristol Palin's cat account. But anyway, okay, thank you very much.
You're
and
welcome.
We're going to record a couple of your songs at Soundcheck, but cool. You won't even know it. We have,
okay,
like, invisible elves.
Nice.
They just do it all in the background.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
From Crazy For You, this is Best Coast with Braddy B. That's the title of the song. Music from Best Coast and Waves, including videos by Jason Thrasher, check out our website at radio-va.com. Also there you can find my interviews with The Hold Steady, Edward Sharp, and The Magnetic Zeros, and also Minus the Bear. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Thanks for listening to Radio VA.